Another beautiful day. Questions? Good.
What's your plan for the starters?
They'll probably play close to a half or a half.
Are you going with that? Is the half because, I mean, have you done more in the past or just because you played that extra fifth game?
It's just basically where it is. Sometimes they come back after the half, but basically the move right now is to go from, say, 25 to 30 snaps. So I would stick pretty much to that.
Would this have been your plan all along, or is it a reaction to the struggles?
No, it's the plan all along.
Do you want to get Justin a percentage of those at left tackle in the first half?
We just want to mix them around, make sure that, you know, guys can be flexible enough to move.
So it's not a priority?
Not at this point in time, it's not. I mean, we really need to the specifics about how we'll play, I haven't really talked to the staff about. I'll do that this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. So if something like that would occur, you know, Beatty should play probably 20 plays, which would be advancing him. McBride, 20, you know, that type of thing.
He'll be with the ones. McBride, sorry, because of Prince not playing?
Chances are, well, you know, between he and Walter.
Is it important to you to see guys like Marcus Harris and Corey Washington to see what they could sort of do with the first team here in this game? Or is that not
that is, no, no, it's an important thing, but, you know, how they are used and how many snaps they get in that time slot, we'll see, you know. I would like to see each of them, but there are other people that have to have the same opportunity.
Is this becoming any clearer at the tight end position?
Well, they've all contributed, and so we'll keep asking them to do that.
Has Adrian possibly earned more time with the
Well, he certainly has given himself an opportunity to play a little bit more. Yep.
Tom, we saw John Beeson sort of push it a little bit early in this week. How did he come out of that?
As far as I know, he's done well. You know, he's done well. He's done everything they've asked him to do. The movement on the field and what he's done on the field has been good.
Tom, in the past week, Rodgers, Marty seems to be a guy who can get after the ball. Have you seen that? Or is he pressure in that sense?
Sure, absolutely. Yep, catches the ball well. He's aware where the ball is, when it arrives. He's very good at that.
You guys made a call on Cooper. Is he going to need surgery?
Yeah, he's going to need surgery.
What about injured reserve? Is that still a possibility? Or?
It's a possibility. What's the next injury question?
James Brewer. You said you thought he was going to be back.
He's not going to be back for this game.
Is that something that might be long term with him, or is it still something you think is on the mind?
I hope not.
What did you think of extra point experiment?
I didn't think much of it when it was suggested. There are some ways to change that part of it if the intent is to make it more exciting. I think that certainly would be one of them. I think you have to be aware of the fact that it's a 33-yard field goal in November when the wind's blowing and snowing here, and it's in Miami, it's, you know, 75 degrees. So it's a little different in different parts of the country, and you do have to be aware of that. And I would say probably the ball would stay at the 2 for extra points, but if you really wanted to make it interesting, put it at the 1.
Tom, you said the last couple of days you mentioned Ryan's mobility and his ability to move out of the pocket. With Eli, obviously that's not something he's known for. Does he have to compensate in other areas to work inside this offense?
No. I mean, he's just got to be efficient. It's just the individual, you know, what the individual can contribute. I don't think Ryan did run some in college, and he can do that. Mm-hmm. But is it a prerequisite for this offense? No.
What are your priorities here? What do you look for most when you get into this fourth preseason game or the usual third preseason game? What do you try to accomplish?
Based on last week, I would hope that there's significant production and better quality of play from our ones, certainly.
If you don't see that right away, would you go with them longer if you have to?
That wouldn't be my thought right away, no.
Do you think game planning and recognizing some of the defense you might see is going to help that?
Oh, it always does. Sure, sure. To be a little bit, to be more specific is always better. Of course, this is a good defensive team. You better be. But we have a lot to defend on when they have the ball, too, now.